didn't step in that one themselves, I think he's going to give it a shot.
Same starting lineup?
Same starting lineup.
Have you considered at all, maybe matchup-wise, changing things around? Or?
Not at this stage, no. 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 We're probably going to finish these last nine out with
Difference in this Celtics, or your team, when the last time you faced the Celtics?
Yeah, we're a little banged up. But I think it's still no excuse. For what we played. I thought, we played well for three quarters. First quarter, we did not play very well at all. We gave up almost 30 points in that first quarter. Had some defensive lapses. Against a good veteran team, you can't afford to make those kind of mistakes, and we did. That was the end result. But just going back and looking back at it, I feel we can play better. And I told our guys, at this stage with nine games, that we're taking one game at a time, and the focus is to go out and just to be consistent on both ends of the floor. Get into that mindset, into that playoff mentality. Where you have to be more consistent, particularly against smart veteran teams, and you don't have the luxury of having those type lapses. And hopefully, going into tonight's ball game, we can start putting together more consistency. Particularly, now that we got a lot of our guys back.
Right. Defensively, what's the mindset going in, knowing Rondo can dish the ball to so well, A, and to so many scores?
Well, mindset is just to try to contain the best we can. That's going to any NBA game. You're going to play against players who have that ability to break your defense down, guys who are really good at getting their other guys involved. So we have to be. We have to be good in containing him as best we can. Getting back on defense is going to be very key. But that ties into our shot selection, our ability to take care of the basketball, not turn the basketball over, and do a good job on the glass. So all those things they tie in together. We know, playing against Rondo and how we played against him in the past. He's one of the better point guards in this league, and he has the ability to put up, to me, just phenomenal numbers, from assist to scoring to rebound, we're going to have to do a good job collecting.
Coach, last time you guys played, Ray was starting. He's coming off the bench. Did you see Avery Bradley in that starting? From a preparation standpoint, trying to defend him, how does that change things?
It changes things a little bit. I think, in looking at the changes that they've made in starting Bradley and then bringing Ray off the bench. Certainly, when he comes to the game, he's a vocal point, And when you look at their team and the way they've been playing, I think they've been playing very well with that lineup. For us, our focus is going to have to be, from a starter standpoint, we're going to have to do a good job with the starters. But equally, when Ray gets in the game, we're going to have to really zero in on him, because just from what I've seen, when he does get in the game, they really look to try to get him going right off the bat. And matchup wise, we may have to do things just a little different and making sure that we get the right matchups against him. And he's a guy who, last time we played him, as a starter, he made some big shots. He's done that his whole career. But just him coming off the bench now, we're going to probably have to do things just a little different. Probably have to tweak some things just to make sure we get the matchup that we want.
So have you seen improvement from Rondo? His numbers have gotten even better lately.
Yeah, I've seen improvement. Yeah, I mean he's done a great job in leading their ball club. It just seems when he goes, they go. He's a guy who can be a difference maker in a game. As I stated, he's not only a big assist guy. A lot of people just look at him from the assist standpoint. But he can, he can score the ball too. He can score it. He looks to be, looks to shoot his jump shot a little bit more. So obviously he's getting more and more confident in his perimeter shot. And then he's also, for as small as he is, he does a phenomenal job rebounding the ball. But, you know, again, just watching him and you know, you talk about KG, you talk about Paul, you talk about Ray, but this guy, to me, certainly is the head of the snake, and he has the ability to affect the game in a lot of different areas, and he's, you know, he's gotten better and better.
He and Teague are kind of an interesting matchup. How
is Teague improved for you? Teague, he's improved tremendously. You know, his confidence level has gotten to a point to where we are very, you know, we're very, you know, ecstatic as where he is. You know, where he came from and where he is at this point. From a confidence standpoint, skill level, you know, he has speed, he has quickness. When he's playing with an attack mentality, it just makes us a different ball club. You know, and when I say attack, I'm just talking to just being aggressive off the dribble, whether looking to score, whether looking to dish, in the transition game, off the pick and rolls, just makes us a much more effective ball club. Because what it does is forces the defense to collapse and. You know, he has that type of quickness, that type of speed that it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And that's how we have to have Jeff night in and night out. He has shown that he can be a difference maker in games. And, you know, there's no substitution for speed. And what he brings to our lineup and being that guy who has that ability to get from one end of the floor to the other, you know, just as fast as anybody in this league. It just makes us a much more efficient ball club, particularly on the offensive end. Defensively, he has the speed and quickness to keep people in front of him. He can pick up 94 feet. You know, so he's gotten better. You know, we're just trying to bring him along. You know, a lot of people forget that he's still a young pup. You know, but we're just trying to bring him along the best we can, and but he's done a phenomenal job for us.
They're different players, obviously, and I actually, you know, it's hard to compare players. But do you see a little of, you know, Rondo in Teague from when he was 4 years younger?
A little bit. Yeah, I see a little bit. Where I would like to see Jeff get is to be just a little bit more vocal. Jeff's not a very vocal guy, you know. Jeff is a guy that, and that's just who he is. You know, he's just a quiet guy by nature. But I like to see him get a little bit more vocal. I like to see him take more of a leadership responsibility, particularly at that point guard position. But again, he's a young pup, and he's getting better at it.
I don't know if statement game is a fair word, but I mean, do you look at this game and its importance in that regard, and this could be a playoff matchup? You want to see how you fare against a team like
Yeah,
that.
Certainly it could be potentially a playoff matchup, but I wouldn't classify it as a statement game. I think, you know, as we wind down this, you know, these last nine regular season games, and certainly every game has importance. You know, Boston came in our building, and you know, they did what they had to do. Hopefully we can come out tonight and return the favor. But at this stage, I wouldn't call it a statement game. I would say, though, it is a game of importance. It is a game I want to see our guys. I want to see them accept this challenge. You know, we can make all the excuses in the world from the last time we played them, given what our schedule was, and I think they were on the tail end of a long schedule as well. We were a little shorthanded, a little depleted. You know, we can make all the excuses in the world, but here we are, nine games remaining in the regular season. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's tired. Everybody's weary. I just want to see. I want to see what, you know. I want to see if our guys take this challenge.
Well, that was something that you know, from a coaching standpoint, I couldn't allow to happen. You know, we lost Al very, very early in the season. And when you lose an All-Star, you lose an All-Pro. It certainly can. They can deplete a ball club, you know. I thought, you know, we could have taken that one or two ways. You know, we could have certainly walked away, you know, with our heads down, or we could have
you know, look the adversity face to face and accept the challenge. And I made it a challenge to our guys. You know, with Al being down and the probability of him coming back for the regular season, whatever the rules calls, was very slim. But that wasn't a point, you know, where we were going to quit. And you know, with both Joe and both Josh being the other two captains on our team, you know, I threw the challenge out to them, I threw the challenge out to the rest of our guys. Everybody had to elevate their games. And certainly, I think everybody did that, you know. We were, I know when we got the news about him not, you know, being out at least the regular season, mentally, it was deflating. You know, I can't lie and say it wasn't. It was very deflating, but with a whole season of play, you know, we had to muster up the, you know, muster up the, I guess the energy and the confidence that we could still move forward and do well. And I give the guys all the credit in the world. They accepted the challenge. They looked the challenge in the eye, and they did put their best foot forward. And I think that's why we're in the position we're in right now.
Now, this idea that you might come back, but it's a dangerous thing to think too much about that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What we've done is we've assumed that he will not be back. Yeah, we're not, you know, the last thing we want to do is, you know, to think that he is coming back and then all of a sudden he's not coming back, and then that can be just as damaging. So right now, and when we got the news back that he was having a surgery and how long the injury would take to recover from the injury, our mindset was that he would not return, you know, this 2011-2012 season.
What kind of impact has a guy like Jerry Stackhouse made on your team and in the locker room?
He's been phenomenal. He's been phenomenal. And he still has that he still has that competitive drive, and I know he wants to play. When he has played very well for us. But in the locker room, he has really done a great job with our group. That was one of the things we really wanted to improve in over the offseason, as far as our bench and making sure we got some guys in their locker room that could, you know, kind of police the locker room a little bit and take on the responsibility in the locker room and help our younger guys. And Jerry's done it. He's done that. And you know, he's been a guy, as I said, you know, I know he wants to play, and he still has that competitive drive in him. But, you know, just the unfortunate part of, you know, we are, you know, a pretty deep team. But what he has done in that locker room has been phenomenal. And, I'm just very happy that we did bring him on board.
What about the kind of guy along those lines, Tracy McGrady, as well?
Well, Tracy, you know, is still a guy that has ability to affect the game. You know, he is not the Tracy McGrady of old, and everybody knows that. But you still put him in the right situations, he still can be successful. You know, he's still a guy that can make plays. He's a phenomenal passer. And he's done a really good job for us. You know, we've really been kind of keeping an eye, particularly on his knee, you know, making sure that, you know, we just don't put him in a situation of where, you know, he's laboring, particularly with the knee. But there are times where we have used him in stretches, and you know, he's done a really good job. He still poses a matchup problem at times. So we just kind of pick and choose our spots when we feel it's the best time to use him.
Thank you.
Okay.